things told by Yin. The press conference was held at 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Julian and Emmett were sprawled out on the couch watching CNN when the coverage switched to the White House's Rose Garden. When Julian saw Elizabeth Weir seated on the dais, he sat up so fast he nearly pushed Emmett off onto the floor. She rose and clapped with all the others as the president walked to the podium. As the president began to speak, Julian stared tight-lipped at the screen. When the president said the word Atlantis, he reached over and took Emmett's hand. When the president introduced Elizabeth, Julian gave Emmett a wide, happy grin. "Have I got a story for you," he said. 1 hour after the end of the press conference, a courier dropped off a large, thick, cream-colored envelope that was hand-addressed to Julian E. Lodge, Esquire, and Dr. Emmett R. Thompson. Inside was an invitation to a formal reception being held the next night in honor of the leaders of the Atlantis expedition. "Rodney lives in another galaxy?" Emmett asked, again. "Yes," Julian said, pulling on a soft white cotton t-shirt. "In the lost city of Atlantis." "Yes." Julian reached for the tuxedo pants hanging on his suit press. "And yes, I went there, and yes, it's incredible. Get dressed. The car will be here for us soon." "Life made more sense when it was just really big snakes," Emmett said, and Julian just had to walk over and kiss him. "I really don't like this uniform," Rodney complained, tugging at the shoulders of the jacket. "At least yours doesn't have a bow tie," John said from the bathroom. "Come tie this damn thing." Rodney settled his jacket one more time before frowning at himself in the mirror. The expedition dress uniforms had been Elizabeth's idea. They were really just an upgraded version of the standard Atlantis uniform, black tuxedo-style trousers and black jackets, with the division colors across the tops of the shoulders and upper chest. But Rodney hated the short stand-up collar and the off-center front closure. He thought they looked a little too much like Starfleet dress uniforms. And he felt like a dork. Elizabeth thought they were great. Elizabeth would be wearing an evening gown. In the bathroom, John was scowling at his reflection and mangling the dark blue bow tie that went with his mess dress uniform. Rodney had to admit that he looked hot. He turned John toward him and flipped up his collar, then tied the bow tie quickly and neatly. He fastened the tiny chain that held John's jacket together, then ran his hand over the ribbons and medals that decorated John's chest. John returned the favor, his fingers tracing the streamlined version of the Atlantis mission patch on Rodney's right shoulder and the Canadian flag on the left. He also touched the three medals precisely aligned on Rodney's chest. The Victoria Cross — Rodney was both the first person and the first civilian to receive the military honor — the Cross of Valor, and the Star of Courage. Before they turned to go, Rodney patted John's shoulder, just over the silver star insignia there. Julian spotted Rodney first and elbowed Emmett gently. "He looks good," Emmett said. "Happy." He turned and grinned at Julian. "And that must be John." "Yes," Julian said, slipping a hand under Emmett's elbow and steering him through the crowd. John noted their approach, grinning widely at Julian and cutting his eyes toward Emmett. When they got close, John turned Rodney by his shoulder. "God, Julian," Rodney said softly. He reached out and tugged Julian forward, and Julian found himself in that comfortable foreheads-together half-embrace, his own hand resting on the back of Rodney's neck. When Rodney straightened, he tilted his head toward John, grinning broadly. "May I introduce Brigadier General John Shepherd?" John shook Julian's hand warmly, bringing his other hand up to cup Julian's elbow in a discreet but somehow intimate touch. "Hey, Julian," John said, laughing. "He just likes saying that." Julian grinned, then let go of John's hand. "General Shepherd, this is Dr. Emmett Thompson." The two men shook hands, and Emmett looked back and forth between John and Julian. "Well," Emmett said, "at least I know you'll age well."